We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, Lance Zierlein, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at Lance Zierlein. The NFL Network's all over the draft. NFL Draft 2019 from Nashville, beginning Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. Lance, Joe, and Evan, what's up?
Hi, Lance.
What's up? How you doing, guys?
Well, what's going on at the top of this draft? Because it felt as if over the last 2 months, all right, Arizona's taking Kyler Murray, they're going to trade Josh Rosen, and we move on. Is that really in peril right now, that Arizona may not take Kyler to start this draft?
I don't know. You know, there's always a smoke that's thrown out there, and I don't always buy into the notion that everything that you hear late is a lie, because it's not. That's something that people say so that they can downplay anything. I think it's something that people like to say so they can be a little lazy. They don't have to chase down the information and the rumors that come out. But, you know, in this particular instance, I think it's pretty interesting. I do think that Arizona, I know Arizona has an interesting scenario. When you hired Cliff Kingsbury, a guy who had just been fired from Texas Tech, to an NFL job, that was highly unusual. It was highly unprecedented. So the idea and the thought was, if you give him the right quarterback for his offense, that's what makes sense. You need his particular quarterback, a certain type of quarterback, to run his offense. So the Kyler Murray stuff all made sense. But when you get an owner involved like Michael Bidwell, all bets are off the table. So if the owner has any say-so in this, and you just drafted a quarterback last year, I think it is possible that, you know, there could be some I don't want to say warring factors, but some definitely a divergence of opinion there in the war room, where an owner and a GM and a head coach may not all be on the same page. And we already know who's going to win that battle. It's the guy who signs the checks. So I think the Kyler Murray thing might potentially be in peril. I don't know what to make of that. I still feel like the Josh Rosen, I feel like you put Josh Rosen through enough right now, and I don't think he handles that kind of stuff very well anyway. I think you're setting yourself up for some major quarterback failure if you don't go with Kyler Murray here at this point.
So you think they're going to take him? So your gut right now is that number one, Kyler Murray to the Cardinals.
My gut is Kyler Murray to the Cardinals, or that pick is traded.
Okay.
I don't think the Cardinals pick a different player.
How is Kyler Murray, because all we've heard about is Arizona with Kyler Murray. What other teams are you hearing would be motivated to trade up to get him? Or is there a possibility he would fall? If Arizona doesn't take him, would somebody trade up for a different player, or would it definitely be Kyler Murray?
You know, I've asked about that, and you talk to Kyler Murray's people, and they say if Kyler Murray doesn't go one, whoever trades in that spot is taking Kyler Murray. Well, I don't know that to be the case, because I'll be honest with you, I don't hear a lot of people get excited about any of these quarterbacks. Nobody gets super excited like one of these quarterbacks is a must-have in the top four picks. It's just that you had a unique situation with Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. So I think there's a chance the Raiders could be the wild card pick at four. But if he gets past four, I know the Giants have done some homework on Kyler Murray, which would be very interesting if Kyler Murray is there and available at number six. A lot of people are plugging in Daniel Jones either at number six or at number 17 with the Giants right now. I think Kyler Murray would be very interesting. It doesn't fit Gettleman's profile. It doesn't fit the Giants' profile for a quarterback. But one thing I've learned, you know, over the years, hey, I didn't think Baker Mayfield fit John Dorsey's profile for a quarterback either. So I think some of these old school profiles we've had, that's really going out the window with the way the college game is having an impact on how the pro teams are having to evaluate and draft players from the collegiate level. So I do think Kyler Murray, though, could slide a little bit. I'm not sure it's a lock that he'd go inside the top four pick.
It just feels like between Gettleman and Shermer and drafting a running back last year and the priority of the offensive line and probably running the football a lot more, it still feels as if they were an old school team. Not just because they're the Giants, but because of the way they've acted over the last year.
Yeah, I think everything about them is old school. And, you know, I think the Shermer hire, for example, he's kind of an old school guy. Gettleman clearly is old school. I didn't personally have a problem with him taking a Hall of Fame running back with the number two pick, if that's how your draft board slots out with your quarterback. Like for me, you know, I thought Saquon Barkley was the best player in the draft, followed by Quentin Nelson. But I had a high grade on Sam Darnold. He obviously didn't have that same draft grade on Darnold, or he would have selected Darnold at number three, regardless of, you know, Saquon being as great as he potentially is going to be. With that said, you know, you got to sit down and draft a quarterback at some point. You got two first rounders, and I can understand maybe Daniel Jones is your cup of tea over Haskins, and I can understand having a physical profile that you like for a quarterback. But I think an explosive quarterback like Kyler Murray, yeah, you do have to alter your offense around that specific quarterback, but I think it's very doable. I just don't know if the Giants are open-minded enough to do that. That's the question.
All right, so let's say the Giants are sitting there at six and all these quarterbacks are there. Somehow Murray's there, Haskins is there, Jones is there. They're all there. Are they going to take one of those guys, or are they going to shock everybody and take a defensive player?
I think they take defensive player if they're all there. Because if they're all there, that means your guy that you like is still on the board, and now you've got a chance to move up if you need to, depending on when the run on quarterbacks happens. Because here's what the thought is. The quarterback run, here are your potential quarterback spots. Number four, and I think that's a little bit of a long shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, number six, if we pass it on quarterback at number six, then you get to 11 at Cincinnati. 13, the Dolphins have been
right.
Everyone
right.
knows the Dolphins aren't taking a quarterback. Number 15 is obviously a spot. I think the Denver Broncos at number 10 is a potential spot, but I think they believe Flacco is more than a 1 or 2 year guy. So I don't think it's crazy to think that the quarterback is going to fall to you at 17.
Well, I want to go back to something you just said now. So you're telling me that at 13, the Miami Dolphins, who have Ryan Fitzpatrick right now as their quarterback, they are sitting there. And let's say Haskins or Jones, you know, or even Murray somehow is there at 13. They're not taking that quarterback.
Don't make me say the T word.
They're tanking.
The don't make.
No, they are. I'll say it for you. They're tanking, Joe. They
well,
are.
There you go.
That's what's happening.
All right, look, you know, I hate the Dolphins. Let them tank. But I'm just surprised. It would be surprise me. You know, it would.
Which one of you is a Jets fan?
We're both
again?
Are.
I can't remember.
We're both Jet fans.
We actually both, so, unfortunately, have that.
And I'm already aggravated because I mean, the Jets love to be cute, and it never works when they are, by the way. And I could go, I got a laundry list I could give you of them being cute and not getting it done the right way. Now I'm hearing at three. First, I've heard they're going to trade the pick, which I don't like that to begin with. Because at three, I want, here's the guys I want. I want Bosa, Allen, or Quentin Williams. I want one of those three guys. And now I'm hearing Ed Oliver. And now all of a sudden, Ed Oliver has turned into, you know, Mean Joe Green. So you tell me at three, what are they doing?
I think they will try to trade back.
Great.
I think without question, they'll try to trade back. But if they don't have a trade partner, then you got some pretty good players you just mentioned who you're going to, you may accidentally draft a really good player at number three. So Mike McCagney
accidentally
well
exactly
said.
Yeah, that's, could, well that's said. Very well said accidentally right
McCagney could try to trade back for for picks for the next GM, or he could sit down and draft a good player at number three. That's how I look.
So how low, because I'm now you got me really aggravated, okay? You
but
know,
he's
I'm,
accurate.
Yeah.
But
no,
he's
yeah, accurate. No, of course. I mean, look, I've seen it a million times. I mean, we got it. If you got a couple hours, I could start breaking them all down for you for the last 50 years. But seriously, so you think how low would they go in the first round? Would they go back to 15
back?
With the Redskins? Would they go that low?
I think it's possible. Oh. Yeah, it depends on what you consider your biggest, your biggest needs. I think here's a problem.
Their biggest need is an edge pass rusher, isn't it? And there'd be one sitting there at three. But don't take them.
But hold on, if Brian Burns is there at 15 and you got extra picks, I think that's pretty good.
Who's Brian Burns?
I don't
Burns?
Know if he'll be there at 15.
Who's he? I don't
Edge
know.
Edge rusher from Florida State. Edge rusher from Florida State.
And you're going to tell me he's better than Josh Allen, he's better than Nick Bosa, he's better than these guys.
No, but Joe, if you're going, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lance, if the Jets ever went all the way back to 15, they best be getting not one but two extra first-round picks for a team to jump from 15
they
to 3.
Be.
The track record
says they better get
says,
a number one next year or another one this year.
That's not even a question, right?
Yeah, I think you'd probably get a two this year and a one next year. Or maybe a three this year and a one next year.
Yeah, you're definitely getting a one.
Who is this guy from Florida State?
Brian Burns.
You ever hear him?
Brian Burns.
Yes. You have?
Yeah. I've been reading about some of the guys out there. I mean, not a three Brian Burns, but.
Yeah, no, trust me. Well, I don't think the difference is.
He's got D. Milner written all over him.
No. The difference isn't that substantial between Josh Allen and Brian Burns that you sweat that. Not if you get an extra pick. And like I said,
okay.
Cagney gets a
make sure you call me back in a couple of years if Burns stinks and Allen's LT. Just make sure
I'll get
back to me, okay?
You know,
I'll be retired by then.
I'll lose your number if that happens.
I'll be retired by then, okay?
Lance, you know what you reminded me? The Jets have the greatest GMs. They love leaving their next administration.
They are the kings about this. Of being cute.
John Idzik left the next general manager, oodles of cap room, and now McCagden may leave the next GM draft picks.
By the way, John Idzik's two number one picks, D. Milner, Calvin Pryor. Now, enough said.
Woo.
Okay? All right?
Not great.
This is
not
the franchise that did. Go ahead.
Well, it's like Sashi Brown did. I hear all these Sashi Brown apologists like, Sashi's the one that put all this in place for John Dorsey. John Dorsey's the guy that made the picks. End of discussion. You can sit and trade away picks all you want, and I'm all for that if you have a plan.
Right.
But you don't do – at some point, you got to sit down and get core players.
Yeah, you can have as many picks as you want. Eventually, you got to get the right guy.
Of course.
If you're the Giants, and we're talking to Lance Erline, NFL Network, and you're sitting there at six, and you mentioned earlier you don't love the quarterbacks, not as deep of a field as last year, but they made the decision. They may have a Hall of Fame running back on their hands in Saquon Barkley.
Right.
Who is your number one guy, the number one quarterback that in a perfect world, if you're the Giant fans out there, you end up with Thursday night?
Well, my top guy is Kyler Murray. I've got behind him, I've got Haskins just a little bit, and then behind him, a little further drop to Locke, and then I got Daniel Jones as a middle second to bottom second type pick. Now, I think Daniel Jones has a really good shot of being a Giant. I'm just going to warn you.
Right. No, I was going to ask about that because of that.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Cutcliffe and the Eli stuff, and, you know, he's got 3 years of kids. He's playing the pro and college style passing attack. Look, there are holes. Kyler Murray, it's highly unusual to see a quarterback with that size even be considered anywhere near the first round. It's highly unusual for a guy like Dwayne Haskins, who's got 1 year we saw with Mitchell Trubisky, but it's not unusual for teams to shy away from guys with 1 year of tape who haven't had to face a lot of adversity. It's not unusual for teams to be a little bit concerned about that. And on the positive side, Daniel Jones has had to deal with adversity. He hasn't had great talent around him, and yet he still had to perform and perform at a relatively high level, and his mechanics are really good. There's a lot of things to like about Daniel Jones. I just don't see the juice. You know what I mean? I don't see the juice like I saw with Sam Darnold. I saw some juice with Sam Darnold.
What's the upside of Daniel Jones? Like, what can he be at the next level for the Giants?
I think he can be a little bit of a lesser man's Eli Manning, a guy who runs the offense, who's a snap taker, who can make some throws here and there, who can run an offense that's centered around Saquon Barkley. I don't think that's unusual. You got a guy who you want him to play in the play action game, and you say, look, we're going to make Saquon the center of the offense, and we're going to surround this quarterback with some targets, which, you know, you still need to add a target or two. I think you can say, and that's an old school approach. So we're talking about passing off of the running game.
Right.
That's the kind of quarterback I think he has to be. You're not going to put the ball in his hands to throw it 30, 40 times and think he's going to win games. That's not who he's going to be.
Mm. Again, we're talking to Lance Zierlein, talking NFL draft with him. All right, so who's the best in your mind, the best defensive player in this draft is who?
I've got a small lean towards Quinnen Williams.
Okay.
With Jeffrey Simmons from Mississippi State being second. You want to hear him talked about a lot. He's got an ACL too.
Right.
But he might end up being the best player. And then after that, I got Josh Allen and then Nick Bosa. And it's all close between.
So Ed Oliver is not even in your top four.
No, I've got Ed like 10th. But
10th. He's got a 10th.
Yeah.
Oh, but I mean, the pain.
Yeah, but I mean.
Zantac out.
Oh, he's 280.
Oh, my God. He's okay, he's 280. What does that mean? What does it mean? This is a franchise that passed up Dan Marino for Ken O'Brien. I mean, what does it mean? Tell me what it means.
You don't have him yet. Stop worrying
so much. I'm a Jet fan for 54 years. I'm worrying, okay?
Take me through this, Lance. Every mock draft, not every, but a lot of mock drafts over the last 4 or 5
Ed
days.
Ed Oliver, 10, Ernie, 10.
Points the Jets to taking Ed Oliver. What would be the motivation behind that information being out there for do you think something like that is a smokescreen?
Oh, my God.
Ed Oliver at 3, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, here's why. You would say,
here's why you would say, and I'll make a case for Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver is the most explosive interior player that I've probably ever studied. So keep that in mind. The only problem is he's 280 pounds. He's not a long arm guy. He's about 6'1". So the problem is his initial get off, here's who he could be. He could be John Randall. And you'd like that. There wouldn't be any laughs anymore if he's John Randall.
Well, okay. I'll take you John Randall. No, okay, great. He could be Dwayne Robinson, too. He could be. Chances are he will be.
Here's my comp, and it's not a bad comp. It's just you guys might get it, but kind of younger football fans don't get it. My comp is Michael Dean Perry. I think he's more Michael Dean Perry, an undersized interior player who's too quick for guards, who's going to be disruptive in the backfield, get to the quarterback, and have a good NFL career. What my comp is not is Aaron Donald, because that's ridiculous. You don't want to put that kind of comp on him because he's not Aaron Donald.
Michael Dean Perry was William the Refrigerator's brother, am I correct?
Yeah.
He wasn't exactly a Hall of Famer.
He's a two-time Pro Bowler, though.
That's not enough.
It's not enough. I mean, it's more than you're getting lately.
I understand, but it's not enough. It's not enough to get cute. Is it enough to get cute? No.
Let me tell you something. You get two Pro Bowlers out of a draft pick after what you guys have been through, you should be celebrating in the street.
Let me ask you about a guy celebrating in the
street.
We'll
see what the guy that they pass up turns out to be when he's putting the yellow jacket on.
You mentioned a very interesting prospect, this Jeffrey Simmons from Mississippi State. He tore his ACL.
Right. Howard was telling me about him the other day.
Yeah. Where would you take – because obviously you're not getting anything out of him in 2019. I mean, this is a drafting a guy for the future kind of pick. Where would you pick a guy like Simmons?
Probably late first. You know you have a redshirt year the first year, so you're going to pay him 5 years to play 4 years. So you have to factor that in. With that said, I mean, what's going to happen is he's going to fall to a really good football team, and the rich are going to get richer. That's probably what's going to happen.
Right,
If he were healthy right now, we'd be having a discussion about whether or not he's going to be the first pick of the draft. That would be the discussion.
Interesting.
That would intrigue me, I'll tell you. Because I know it sucks not having a guy for a year, but knowing that kind of potential, it's a different sport, but it's Caris LeVert. I mean, basically, Joe, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But it takes a while to benefit from it.
I've had 8 years with no playoffs and 50 years without a Super Bowl.
Not for the Jets because they don't have enough picks.
Okay.
I think for the Giants, though, they've got 12 of them. I mean,
for the Giants, it makes sense.
No, I agree with that. For the Jets. I'm just saying, in general, there is something the appealing about that. Because
17? I think that'd be a great pick for the Giants at 17.
Yeah, that's a different story.
You got to be in the right situation. Right. I mean, you laid it out, Lance. It's usually a good team who says, hey, we could afford to do it. But another situation is a team that probably doesn't think they're going to be that good next year. Or they got a lot of picks.
That's a different story.
Multiple picks.
Yep.
That's a different story.
Multiple first-round picks, it gives you that ability. Like, wild card would be Green Bay at 12 because they got 30 also. I have no doubt that he'd be in play at 30, but there was a time I thought he would fall out of the first. And there's also a violence against women charge against him when he was in high school. And he had, like, his mom or his sister was in a fight. And there's a video of him punching a lady on the ground.
Boy.
There's also something there. That's what I'm saying.
That's not good.
Yeah, but Mississippi State across the board had a zero tolerance policy across the board. Flying colors on his character the entire time he was there. I think the NFL teams are okay with his character. They're fine with his character. That's been vetted. Now you got an ACL on that. I'm just saying, if he were going to be the first pick of the draft, you and I would be having a way different discussion about whether or not the Jets should take him at 3.
All right, well, so before we let you go, give me the two Giant picks and the Jet pick in the first round, wherever they make a dumb trade to trade down to. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's go Giants. Let's just really make you sick to your stomach. Let's go Daniel Jones at 6.
Okay.
For the Giants.
Right.
And with the 17th pick, let's give them I want to give them, I swear, I really want to give them an offensive lineman. Let's not act like that offensive line is good either. I want to do that. But on the defensive side, who am I giving the Giants at number 17?
What about a cornerback?
You could use a corner, too, right?
No doubt. But would Juwan Taylor be there at 17, or is that asking too much? Because I think he's gone.
Yeah, I think he's gone. I tell you what, I'll give you Jonah Williams.
From Alabama, right.
Yeah. It makes sense.
All right, now
I could see him falling, and if he did, that would be a phenomenal pickup right there. You know, here's the other wild card. I could give you Montez Sweat.
but he's got a heart condition. But if the Giants have him on the board, I would go Montez Sweat at 6. And then, and this is a scary thing, Daniel Jones at 17.
Right.
Because I think Daniel Jones could still be there at 17.
Right, right. All right. How about
Haskins at 17.
How about the Jets at 3, or, you know, if they trade? Because, you know, maybe they'll trade out of the first round. Why not? Go ahead.
I would say, I'd say Quinnen Williams at 3.
Okay.
I don't think
I'll be okay with that. I'll actually would have him. It won't be a lot of Zantac if that's the pick.
But I think Ed Oliver goes at 4 if he doesn't go at 3.
Good. They could have him.
Thank you, Lance. Great stuff.
Thanks, Lance.
All right. We'll see you guys.
See you.
Lance Zierlein, NFL Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.